Thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
That Christianity is a theology only. That to be Christian is to live according to a set of principles rather than living according to the call of the person of Christ. It's rampant. This poison Satan has been spreading in our culture for generations now. People believe that to be Christian is to agree to tenets of Christianity but have nothing to do with Christ. You will not find in Scripture an example of someone who becomes a Christian without a direct confrontation with God. Such an experience is not the exception, it is the rule in Scripture. Jesus turns. Look, they're following Him. That's not it, right? That's not the end of the story here at all. Jesus hears their footsteps, and of course, as the Son of God knew they were there, He turns and He points, or He turns and He looks to them and He says, "What are you looking for?" And I ask you today, what are you looking for? You're here, and I am grateful for that. I am deeply thankful for that. But why are you here? What are you looking for? You will find in Scripture example after example that people became followers of God when they encountered Him. Him. They didn't just encounter a religious way of life. They encountered Him. Behold the Lamb of God. They began to follow, and their beginning of the following, Jesus turns and He questions. What are you looking for? And by the way, do you think Jesus didn't know the answer? Of course He did. It reminds me of back in Genesis chapter 3. God comes to the garden after Adam and Eve have fallen. They have sinned. They're hiding themselves. God comes and says, "Adam, where are you?" God knew precisely where Adam was. God created the tree He was hiding behind. God didn't ask Adam, "Where are you?" so that God might discover the answer. God asked Adam, "Where are you?" so that Adam would discover the answer. And Jesus turns to Andrew and this other unnamed disciple and says, "Why are you here?" Not so that he would understand the answer, but so that they would wrestle with the answer. Why am I here? Why are you here? If Christ Himself... Listen, if Jesus walked through this door, if He walked through this door right here and began to ask each one of us individually, "Why are you here? What are you seeking? What are you looking for? What are you doing here?" What would your answer be? What would your answer be? Search your heart, I ask you today, and ask God to search it as well. These disciples answered correctly. They simply said, "Where are you going?" That's the right answer. "Lord, where are you staying?" Said another way, again, "Where are you staying? Where are you going?" What were they seeking? Him. His presence. That's it. At least right now, in this very simple view of this Scripture, they simply ask, "Where are you going?" They didn't say, "Lord, we're seeking to see you do a miracle. We're seeking a sign. Lord, we want to see what you're going to do." They didn't come to Him and say, "Lord, we're hoping you can kind of help us out with our financial troubles. John said you're the Son of God. We're thinking maybe you can kind of get us out of some financial debt that we've got." That's not what they said. They didn't say to Jesus, "Lord, we want to follow you because we know you're going to gather a large following and we want to be part of that." We want to be famous by distance or by closeness to you. We want people to see you, and then they want to see us. Not what they said. Not recognition. John the Baptist is another wonderful example of this. He says, I've got to go into the background. He must increase. They didn't say, Lord, we hear that you're the Messiah we've been waiting on. Surely you can ease our burdens and comfort our lives. It's not what they were asking for. It's not what they were seeking. At least it's not what they said they were after. What were they seeking? Him. Lord, where are you going? And may this be our hope, that we seek after above all others. Where are you going and where are you staying? Jesus answers them, and he answers all of us, I think, in a way. This very small verse, or this very small phrase that he gives in verse 39, in the first half of 39, is telling, come and you will see. A witness has been born, the Lamb of God. There he is. They begin to follow. Jesus confronts them, as Jesus will confront all of those who seek him. And will speak and will deal with you individually. He says to them, come and you will see. This invitation of Christ is unimaginable when you think about it, when you remember who it was that was speaking. The Son of God, who was, in verse 1 of John, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. This one was saying, come. Come and you will see. You're being invited to come by the very Word Himself. Listen, the invitation of Christ in your heart, when it comes, it'll come initially with conviction of sin, according to the Scripture, but that invitation of Christ, it'll change absolutely everything about your life here and in eternity. Changes everything. He says to them, come. Just come. Come and leave everything else behind. Come now, do not delay. Some of you might be waiting for God to beg and to drag, to force, to compel you beyond your own volition. But Jesus did not do this with these two disciples, and he will not do that with you either. He simply lays out the invitation, come. I had a friend that I worked with one time, many years ago now. He was not a believer, not a Christian. He, of course, knew that I was. At the time was a very young minister, and he knew that I preached often. And he would say, you know what, Christians, they just sometimes turn me off because they try to shove things down my throat. They try to force me into things. And I think some of that was his own perception. But at the same time, we look at the Scriptures and Jesus never forced anyone to do anything. He simply says, come and you will see. Are you responding to that call? Jesus says to you today, come. Why will you not? I want to ask you this question. Can you give me one good reason not to? Can you provide me one good reason not to come when Jesus says come? Jesus says to you today, come. Why will you not? Come and you'll find him. You can find truth. You can find purpose and meaning and hope and all these things that are found in Christ. He says, come and you will see. Come and you will see. It was evident to all involved that John the Baptist believed, that John the Baptist had seen. But Jesus says to these disciples that are beginning to follow him, come and you will see. You will see for yourself. Not through the eyes of another, but through your own. As Paul would say later, let every man be persuaded in his own mind. God has arranged it so that his children are to live in this world together. He's established his church so that we might be an encouragement to one another, hold one another accountable to being followers of Christ. But The idea that one can become a believer merely by being near other believers is as ridiculous as believing that one who is blind can gain sight by standing near those who can see. It doesn't work that way. Your faith in Christ needs to be such that whether anyone else around you believes, you do. You do. Come and you will see. And because you see, when you see, you will love Him. You will love Him, and because you love Him, you will obey Him, no matter the cost, no matter the confusing actions of others around you, no matter how confusing your actions might be to the blind people around you. Maybe a parent who doesn't understand the wish of a child to become a missionary in a foreign land because they love the Lord and He's called them. Maybe an employer who doesn't understand your unwillingness to dress up a lie in the clothes of truth. Maybe a child who doesn't understand your unwillingness to turn them over to the false gods of the world. Lots of blind people. On and on and on we could go. But Jesus says, come and you will see. The next time the world looks at you, if you are a believer and you are following Christ in your life, the next time, and it will happen soon if you really are following Christ, the next time they look at you as though you have lost your mind, remember that they are the blind ones. Not you. They are the ones without sight. They do not see the dangers you see. They do not see the splendor of God that you see. They do not see the purpose of life that you see. They do not see what true pleasure really is that you see. They cannot see, feel, or understand what peace even is. And then, do not be alarmed. Do not be alarmed or persuaded by them to change your course of action when you are standing in the midst of blind people and you are the one with sight. To take the direction and counsel of this unbelieving and lost world would be to take the direction of a host of blind people who are all giving you different directions as you try to navigate your way through a minefield. Come and you will see. Your eyes will be opened. You'll be like the one that the Pharisees are questioning and trying to get him to accuse Christ. And he says, look, all I know is I couldn't see, and now I can. And I cannot unsee what I've seen. I cannot go back. I cannot undo what God has shown me in my heart and in spiritually is true and in His Word. I can't unsee that. I can disobey it, but I can't unsee it. Come and you will see. We can just plant ourselves here for so long. Come and you will see. The verb is in the future tense. This is key, and I'll try not to take much more of your time this morning, but listen, this is important. Come and you will see. Future tense. Too many people are demanding Christ to show them, and then they will believe. Show me, and then I will believe. But Jesus says, come, and then you will see. Believe, and then you will see. We do not come to Christ and say, show me and I will believe. We are to come to Christ and trust Him when He says, believe, and I'll show you. You will see. Maybe not today. Maybe not everything in your life, but I would venture to guess that absolutely everyone in this room that has any age to them at all, we could probably all say, things are not working out the way I thought they would. I don't understand everything that's going on in my life. This relationship has an issue and I don't understand it. My finances are not where I'd like them to be. My job is not where I'd like it to be. All of these things, we can look and we go, God, why are these things like this? And we begin to almost get this entitlement idea in our hearts, in this Western culture that we live in, that God somehow owes us answers that we are not yet ready or prepared to hear, or even that are not yet ready in the mind and the purpose of God to be shown. You will see. I'll tell you this, one day, I'm going to see. I'm going to see heaven opened up and the Son of God glorified as he ought to be glorified in heaven for all of eternity. I will see that. And I know that. I, with Job, lend my voice to his. I know that my Redeemer lives, and I will see him when? In the latter day. I'm going to see him. Come and you will see. Do you want to see? Do you want to understand? Do you want to know Christ? Then come, and you will. You'll not see everything all at once. We will not see all until all is brought to a close. But day by day, year by year, we will see more and more of Christ, and our hearts will rejoice in that light. I saw Christ for the first time when he saved me. But since that day, I've seen him more, and I pray it more deeply. There's things that I know now that I did not know then. And it causes me to worship. It causes me to want to honor him and to praise him and to love him and to obey him. If Jesus is not growing more and more dear to you, if Jesus is not growing more and more dear to you as the days and the years go by, I wonder if he was ever really dear to you in the first place. I know that's hard language.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.